fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to talk about the extraordinary gift of God's mercy here in this year of mercy. And Pope Francis, with such passion and clarity, and really, I think, from the depth of his heart, is calling the whole church worldwide and the whole world to turn to God and to see God in a new light, in the light of who God is, in God's mercy. The heart of God is mercy. Mercy, another word for mercy, you might say, is loving kindness or compassion, pity. Or he's compassionate, merciful, James tells us in his letter. And the word mercy appears like 276 times in the Bible. So it's a fundamental characteristic of God and how God relates to his people. The whole Bible is full of stories of God acting in his mercy and withholding his judgment. This is partly what we understand when we're talking about God's mercy. God turns toward a people who have turned often against him and are resisting him and literally are due to receive his judgment in some way. And God withholds his judgment and extends his mercy. We talked yesterday in this very important passage on mercy from Ephesians chapter 2, where St. Paul describes for us, I think, one of the most important verses in the entire Bible about mercy. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I went through the first half of that whole section in chapter 2. I'm going to pick it up again today and then maybe spill over into 1 Peter, who talks about the God who is full of mercy and kindness as well. Remember, the point of all this and the point of this year is the Holy Father is trying to get our attention. He knows the world is broken. We all know in some way. I mean, all we have to do is watch the news these days, and lots of people are confused, even terrified, and shaken by the condition of the world. And friends, the world's in a mess because human hearts are in a mess. And one of the things we see throughout the world is, especially the Western world, in the midst of all the chaos and the difficulties and the troubles that are going on, is a drifting away from God, a turning from God, a culture of indifference toward God, which is very foolish. It's a very big mistake. But what we're seeing is that hearts are being hardened toward God. And human beings are being seduced again by the enemy, as we described here. And so what the Holy Father knows needs to happen is we need to see God again in the true light of his love and his mercy and his call to us, calling us to repentance, to come and to receive his mercy, so that people can be restored to God, so our cultures can be restored. But mostly it's about human beings. It's about one heart at a time come in contact with God's love and God's mercy, and to understand that mercy is being directed toward them, and to understand the true character of mercy. So I want to talk a little bit more about that today. Before I do, I just want to mention things that are available at our website at Renewal Ministries. I'm excited to be able to tell you about. If you've been listening to the program over the last few months, I had two different interviews with Dr. Mary Healy, scripture scholar from Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. She's also a member of the Pontifical Biblical Commission. She's a real gift to the church. And we did two different weeks. One week was on the question, is Jesus still healed today? And so I decided to take those programs, edit them, make it a little bit easier to listen to in terms of the breaks between the programs. So it'd be the Monday through Friday programs, and put them in one CD. And I think it's one of the simplest, most helpful presentations about the biblical and a church understanding of healing and the kind of truth we can stand on and begin to move in signs and wonders and healing in a way that the Lord really desires us to do. So you can get that at our website at renewalministries.net. Just go to the store. You can order it there. And then Mary was back. She gave an entire week, dedicated to an entire week, asking the question, what does the Bible say about homosexual behavior? It's a very sensitive topic in our time. And I think it's really important for us to be able to lay hold of the truth of God's revelation. There's no genuine love without the truth. There's no mercy without the truth. That's what we'll see in these passages. As God's mercy is revealed, it begins with understanding the truth about where we're at and kind of who we are. And if we don't come to terms with God's diagnosis of who we are, it's impossible to be able to even see that we need God's mercy. So that's also available there. Then I'm very excited to tell you about a new DVD series that put together. Actually, it was a series of 5 10-minute interviews with Dr. Peter Kraft. He was in Detroit a year and a half ago giving a talk, and I grabbed our production people and went over and just sat down and asked him some of the questions I've always wanted to ask him. He's such a wonderful teacher. And we showed some of those on The Choices We Face and had an enormous response by people and people writing in, people watching it on some of it on YouTube. And so I decided to put them all together in one DVD. And so it's the one-on-one, it's an interview. It's entitled Jesus Shock. And it's after a book entitled Jesus Shock by Dr. Peter Kraft. And we began the first interview talking about that book, but then it's called The One-on-One with Dr. Peter Kraft. You can find those there. I think you'll find them very, very upbuilding, very encouraging, very informative. Now let's go back to the passage. Ephesians chapter 2. Let me just begin. I'll just read through what we covered yesterday, but I won't comment on that. You can find that on the web. And you he made alive when you were dead through your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. And then Paul says, by grace you have been saved. So he begins the passage describing in detail the bad news about the human condition. He speaks the truth in love. He doesn't cover it over. He doesn't sort of psychoanalyze us and say, well, I'm not sure they can handle this, or I'm not sure they're going to like this, so I'm not going to say anything to them about it. No, he's an apostle. He's encountered the living God in Christ, risen. He knows the truth. He knows that all power and authority belongs to Jesus. Jesus revealed this to Paul about himself and about the whole world. And he sent Paul from that revelation. He said, go to all the Gentiles. Go to the entire non-Jewish world. It was his primary, but not exclusively. We know Paul did preach. He did bring many Jews to Christ as their Messiah. But his primary ministry was to the Gentiles. And Paul knew that he had a ministry to the entire world because the Lord showed him, you might say, the anthropology of the human heart, an understanding of human nature and where we are in relationship to God. So he begins with the bad news. But then in verse 4 is the turn, as I ended the program yesterday. He said, but God who is rich in mercy, it's from the rich mercy of God, from the loving kindness of God, from the compassion and the pity and the tender love of God that God acts. And this is what he does. Out of the great love with which he loved us, when we were dead through our trespasses. So Paul said, look, this is the condition of our lives apart from God. This is a condition we cannot change. Whether we believe it or not doesn't matter. This is objectively the case. We are, as he said, God's enemies because of our sin-sick condition. But God acted in his love. And what did that love produce? It brought us from death to life. He made us alive. At Mass, we have what's called the memorial acclamation. We remember. And there's different memorial acclamations. And one of the ones we used to use for many years, we're not using right now, is Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. He destroyed death, the one I like the best. He destroyed death, he restored life, he will come again in glory. So what is Christianity? We remember what it is. Dying, you destroyed our death. We used to say, rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. What's Christianity? How is God's mercy manifested to us? He destroyed death in me. Death is at work in me. Why? How did he do that? Through the passion, death, resurrection of Jesus. Don't forget the incarnation. He became one of us. He became like me. He became like you. So he could take on himself the just judgment of God that would be directed toward me as I stand before God and my heart is exposed and the reality of my sinful life is manifested and the resistance that I have had to God in my life is manifested. And the justice of God giving me my due. That is, those who don't choose God, surrender to God, love God, receive God. I couldn't do that on my own power. But Jesus became one of us. He died the death I was to die. He shed his blood. His blood in that sacrifice did something astounding. His blood, St. Paul tells us, cleansed us of sin. The Old Testament verse says, there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. So the temple sacrifices were a sign of what was going to be perfected in the person of Jesus. The pure lamb was offered, and the blood was shed and offered to God. And it wasn't, the blood sacrifice was really an offering of the life of the animal to God. It was an offering to God of life. Jesus offered himself to God, the precious, perfect sacrifice, which destroys that whole regime of power that Paul characterizes in the first section of this passage, the power of the world, the flesh, the devil. And he cleanses our conscience. He purifies us in his blood. The Bible talks about him as the new Adam. He's the beginning of the new creation. This is what God's mercy looks like. This is how God brings us from death to life. In Jesus, Jesus passes through the death that and the judgment we were to experience, which is something we should reflect on a lot in this year of mercy. If you want to know mercy, look at the cross of Jesus. Look at the price he paid. This is God's unconditional loving kindness expressed toward you and me. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you grasp in the depth of your being what Jesus has done for you. How his love, his obedience to the Father, and his love for you has saved you and saved me. And the blood that was shed cleanses us, as it said. And then Jesus, who passed from death to life, he now comes out of the grave, friends, resurrected, and he's alive, and he's living a whole new life. He's got a body, and that body would ultimately be glorified. And what he did is he brought the human race that was destined towards sin and destined toward ultimate judgment and separation from God, he brought it from death to life into an entirely new way of existing. The new thing God has done, the act of salvation, the ultimate mystery of God is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ, his body, his human body, glorified and now at the right hand of the Father. This is why Paul rejoices. He said that he made us alive together with Christ, and by this gift, by this grace, we have been saved. We have a future beyond death in Jesus. He's a life-giving spirit. He gives us new life. So Paul repeats again and again throughout his writing, he made you alive. You were dead in your sins. He's forgiven you. He's brought you to new life. Sin's a big deal, friends. And in this year of mercy, the Holy Father's calling out to all of us, let's come to terms with where we're really at in relationship to the Father. Let's open our hearts and be honest about where we are and confess our sins and receive his mercy so we can live his life in glory. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.